Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows or to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. So deciding when to retire and whether you're truly ready may be one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. And yet, for a lot of people, the planning side of that decision gets less attention than it deserves. So one of the first questions people ask is, how much income do I actually need in retirement? You'll hear a common rule of thumb that says aim for around 80% of what you were earning before you retired. And while that's a reasonable place to start, it's really just a starting point. So the truth is that retirement income planning is deeply personal. What works for one household may look completely different for another. Someone could have a fulfilling, comfortable retirement on $5,000 a month, and someone else may need $50,000 a month to live the life that they envision. So neither is wrong, they're just very different. So today we're going to talk about what defines a good retirement income, where that income could come from, and how to think about building a picture that actually fits your life rather than relying on a genetic formula. Because before you hand in that notice and walk out that door for the last time, you want to feel as confident as possible that your financial side is actually taken care of. That's what we're here to help with today. So let me bring in my co-host, Jacqueline, who's always a great thought partner on these conversations.
Well, thank you, Amanda. You know, that range of $5,000 a month versus $50,000 a month really puts it into perspective. You know, this isn't a one-size-fits-all territory. So let's dig into it. Where do you like to start when someone comes to you and asks, am I ready to retire?
So throughout today's conversation, we'll be using data and information from a recent U.S. News and World Report article that's headlined, What is a Good Monthly Income in Retirement? We'll also share some survey results that can review on your own in that U.S. News and World article. So let's talk about what good retirement income actually means. So because I think a lot of people assume this is harder to figure out than it really is. So here's something that may surprise you. Many people already have a pretty solid sense of what they need. That's because for most retirees, the budget doesn't change as dramatic as you might expect. You're not suddenly living a completely different financial life. Your housing costs are largely the same. Your utilities are the same. The core expenses tend to follow you into retirement. What does change is some of your work-related spending. So commuting costs goes away. Line items like the daily lunch out and the work wardrobe shrinks or actually disappears. But in their place, other expenses could arise. So travel that got put off during your working years, new hobbies, many time for entertainment or other experiences you want to enjoy.
Well, it's almost like a reallocation more than a reduction.
So that's a great way to put it. And what's really important to understand is that retirement income needs could shift depending on where you are in retirement itself. So during the first few years of retirement, many people tend to spend more. They're active. They're checking things off their bucket list. You're doing the things you've always said that you do someday. The mid-retirement often settles into a slower rhythm. So spending may ease up a bit. Life gets a little quieter.
And then later in retirement, Amanda?
That's where costs could climb again. And this is the part people don't always plan for. So healthcare needs tend to increase. Long-term care becomes a real possibility for many households. It's just not straight line. So retirement income planning should account for all of that. And one more thing worth noting is where you live actually matters. So what's comfortable in one part of the country could fall well short in another. So cost of living varies significantly, and that's the factor that comes into picture.
And so how does someone actually put a number on all of this?
So honestly, many people could get a reasonable estimate on their own, especially if you have a clear sense of what your current spending is. But I'd also really encourage people to look with a financial services professional before making any final decisions. Not because the math is impossible, but because there are varieties that are often missed and their stakes are a little bit higher. An experienced financial services professional could help you build a more accurate picture, and that peace of mind is generally worth something.
Yeah, and we've been talking about how personal all of this is, Amanda, but I'm curious, is there any data out there that gives people a general benchmark? What does the average retiree like actually spend?
So there is, and it's worth looking at, not as a target, but as a reference point. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics tracks consumer spending, and their most recent figures from 2024 show that U.S. households headed by someone age 65 or older bring in around $67,000 a year before taxes and spend roughly $61,000.
So, I mean, that means that spending just under what they're bringing in, that's actually a tighter margin than I would have expected.
It is. And here's what I find even more telling. So a 2024 survey by the Employee Benefit Research Institution that looked at roughly 3,600 retirees between the ages of 62 and 75. And that picture, it paints that an eye-opening experience that the majority are actually spending well under $4,000 a month.
Wow. I mean, can you break that down a little bit?
Happy to. So about 17% of retirees in that survey spent less than $1,000 a month. Another 28% were in that $1,000 to $1,999 range. About 21% were spending anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 a month. And 14% were in that $3,000 to $4,000 range. So when you add all of that up, you're talking about roughly 80% of retirees are spending less than $4,000 a month.
That's striking, Amanda. And honestly, a little reassuring for people who may be worried that they need some enormous number to retire comfortably.
So that's a good takeaway. Now, the other 20% were those spending $4,000 a month or more. Those are out there too. So about 8% are the people that are in that $4,000 to $5,000 range. 5% is in that $5,000 to $6,000 range, and about 7% is spending roughly about $6,000 or more per month. So clearly that range is wide, but the data does suggest that for many retirees, a comfortable life may not require that kind of income that keeps people up at night.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda, before we keep going with today's conversation, let's take a quick pause and remind our listeners how they can schedule a complimentary consultation.
Just give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. Scheduling consultation only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to work around your schedule.
Well, thank you, Amanda. Once someone has a sense of what they'll need each month, the next question is pretty straightforward. Where does that money actually come from?
So, right. And that's really where the planning work gets interesting. So I like to think about it in terms of five main buckets that retirees commonly draw from. So you've got Social Security, an investment portfolio, maybe annuities, part-time employment, and pensions. And depending on someone's situation, there could also be retirement income or something like a reverse mortgage that taps into a home equity.
Well, and that's a pretty solid list. Where do most people land in terms of what they're actually relying on?
So Social Security tends to be the foundation for most people. So according to the Social Security Administration, nearly 90% of people who are 65 and older receive it. And as of January 2026, the average monthly benefit for retired workers was around $2,071, which it works out to just about $25,000 a year.
Well, that's not a lot to live on by itself.
It's really not. And that's the critical point here. So Social Security was never designed to be the whole picture. It's a piece of the picture. So if anyone is counting on that as their primary source of income, that actually could create a real strain here. So that gap between what Social Security provides and what someone actually needs has to come from somewhere else.
And some people think part-time work could fill that gap.
They do. And a part-time work can absolutely play a role here. And here's what I often tell my clients. You can't count on that indefinitely. So at some point, physically getting a job may not be an option. Health changes, energy changes, life changes, and relying on continued employment as a long-term backup strategy carries real risk.
Well, what's a potential answer, Amanda?
So building during your retirement working years, either your 401ks, your IRAs, and annuities are tools that may create income that you don't actually have to show up somewhere to earn. So that goal is to actually arrive at retirement with enough accumulated and structured income that Social Security becomes a complement to your plan, not the plan itself. So that's the difference between feeling more financially secure in retirement and feeling like you're just getting by. So now we've talked about where your retirement income is actually coming from, but there's another layer to this that people don't always think carefully through. And that's how you actually convert savings into reliable monthly cash flow.
Well, because Amanda, it's not just a matter of having money saved and pulling it from wherever you need it.
That's correct. And I completely agree with you. And that's a real important distinction. So one of the most well-known guidelines is the 4% rule, which is the idea that you could withdraw 4% of your savings each year and have a reasonable chance of not outliving your money. So ultimately, if someone has saved $1 million, that's about $40,000 a year. So if you've saved $500,000, that's $20,000 a year.
Which starts to pull some real numbers around what enough saved really means.
That's right. And here's where it actually gets a little bit more complicated. So the 4% rule doesn't fully account for taxes. And taxes could have a significant impact on how far your withdrawals will actually go.
Well, how so?
So, well, for many retirees have the bulk of their retirements in traditional IRAs, 401ks, and or IRAs, every dollar that comes out of those accounts is taxable as ordinary income. And at age 73, the IRS requires you to start taking what is called required minimum distributions, or RMDs. You don't get the choice whether to take them. And depending on the size of those accounts, RMDs could push someone into a higher tax bracket than they were expecting.
Well, that means a retiree could end up with less spendable income than they had really planned for, even if the account balance looks healthy on paper.
That's exactly the risk, which is why tax planning and not just investment planning is such an important part of the retirement income conversation. So one strategy some people consider is converting money from a traditional account into a Roth account before they actually retire. Roth withdrawals in retirement are tax-free. So the possibility, the trade-off here is that you pay taxes at the time of the conversion. It's not a free lunch, but for the right person at the right time, it could be a meaningful reduction in tax burden later on.
Well, it sounds like the sequencing of all of this, or when you take what from where, really matters.
It can matter enormously. And for one of those reasons, I'd encourage anyone approaching retirement to work with a financial services professional and a tax professional on this. So the math may look straightforward on the surface, but tax implications like timing and account types are details that can actually add up very quickly. So getting them right can make a real difference in what you actually take home each and every month.
Amanda, we've covered a lot of ground today, including retirement income needs, where the money comes from, how to convert savings into cash flow, the tax picture, and what strikes me is how many moving parts there are. There's a lot to navigate on your own. So now I want to ask you directly, Amanda, what does working with a financial services professional actually look like in practice? What does that relationship do for somebody?
So working with someone you actually trust who knows your situation is so helpful to keep you on track and could free up what you actually enjoy in retirement and what you've built so hard to build. So that ultimately is what it's all about. Not just the numbers, but those life numbers that actually meant to support you throughout retirement.
That's great, Amanda, and great advice. Well, this has been a terrific show today. So anything else that you'd like to add before we sign off?
So if you have any questions about retirement and your financial strategy, visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. We'd love to help you build a financial strategy that has you looking ahead with more confidence and excitement.
Well, perfect. All right, Amanda. Well, listeners, that does it for this episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.